All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
The most music in Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time for Breaking Bad News. Breaking Bad News, Aaron, is never fun to do. For some reason, people think we're really good at it.
I do not know why they think we're good. It's always a train wreck.
I think we are pretty good at it because we just have a little bit of a mean soul in us. Today, we're actually speaking to Grayson. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Grayson?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
We're good. So you're in a situation where you need to break bad news to whom?
I am. I need to break bad news to my mom, and I have no idea how she's going to take it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of worried here, and... I pretty much got a girl pregnant.
What?
You know, I'm in college, and aww. You know, everything just happened really fast. And yeah. You know, we've been dating for a while, and she just told me yesterday, and I'm freaking out, and I need to tell my mom, and I have no idea like how I should do it or how she's going to take it. Right. I'm pretty nervous here.
Oh my gosh! So you're a student right now. What year are you?
I am pretty much on my first year.
You're
a freshman in college and you got a girl pregnant? Oh.
You know what? One of the first things my mom told me before I left, she's like, I love you, be good, but you know what? Please don't get a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
Like, yeah, I get it. What do you plan on doing? I mean, are you and this girl like together where you're going to be like a happy little family or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been dating Megan her name's Megan, by the way. I've been dating her for about 2 months now. And everything's going great. We didn't expect this. This is not something that we planned.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess it happens. I just never thought that I would be getting a girl pregnant on my first year of college. I mean, I thought that this would happen like later on, maybe like in 6 years or something.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, first off, props to you. I know if I were in your situation, I would be a lot less level-headed than you are right now.
Well, Aaron doesn't want kids, so you would not be happy at all.
No, I would be in a different state by this point.
Aaron would have ran many minutes
ago. Props to you for that. Mm-hmm. So you're looking to call your mom. What are you hoping to say? Are you just telling her you got to go pregnant? Mm-hmm. Do you want to move back in with her? What's going on?
You know, I'd like to move in with her. I want to call her and let her know, you know, the situation. It's unfortunate I never told her about her. But, you know, it happened. She's pregnant, and I need help. I pretty much need help with this. And, you know, I'm young. I mean, I don't even have a full-time job. I work like 3 hours a day. I'm part-time. So I really can't do this on my own. And, you know, Megan's parents aren't really supportive. You know, she doesn't even talk to them anymore. So at this point, I'd like to just, you know, let my mom know and see if she can help me out here.
Okay. Do you live with your mom right now or do you live like on campus?
No, I'm on campus.
Oh, okay. So you basically need your mom for money. Because having a baby, honey, it's like the most expensive thing in the world, having a child.
Yeah, I'd like to get money and, you know, hopefully move out with her and start a family with her. I know it sounds crazy, but I got her pregnant and we're going to have a kid now.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phones so she won't be able to hear us. You will, of course, and then we'll help you out. We'll chime in, okay?
Perfect. Okay.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news, Grayson to his mom that he got his girlfriend pregnant and he's a freshman in college and now he needs some money.
Hey, honey.
Hey, mom, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, babe?
I'm good. Just got to the dorm from class.
How are classes going?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm getting ready to take my first exam. And things have been going crazy. And I'm taking like 4 classes, like I told you. So pretty hectic, pretty hectic.
Yeah.
What are you? I wanted to just kind of call you and see how you were and talk to you.
Oh, really? That's
about
the
something
state of you.
It's gonna change.
Yeah,
your world.
I actually need to tell you something, and I don't know how else to tell you, so I'm gonna just say it. Okay.
Oh my! Here we go.
Wait a minute. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. I got a girl pregnant, Mom.
Oh, my God, there it is.
And I got a girl pregnant, and she's a really nice girl. Her name is Megan. And pretty much,
you know, she doesn't really have help with her family, and she's really nervous about the whole situation. We don't know what to do. You know, this kind of all happened yesterday. She let me know. And the only person I thought of was you. And, you know, I mean, can you help me out here, Mom? I need some money to figure things out and to pretty much go with this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have a kid.
Wow.
And that's that.
Wait a minute. So you've already decided that she's keeping it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Mom.
There.
There's no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question about that. She called me and, you know, we met up and we pretty much decided that we're going to go through with this. All I'm going to need is a couple, I don't know, money from you, Mom. I pretty much need some money. I'm still going to stay in school. We're going to raise this child, but I need something stable and, you know, I need a better place. I want to move out with her and figure everything out.
It's going to need like
I know this must sound crazy to you. I know this must sound crazy to you, but I didn't know how else way to tell you this. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
I mean, Mom, there's not much to say. I need help here. I need help. You know, we're going to go through with this, and I want it to be, you know, a healthy pregnancy for her. I don't want her stressed, and she knows that, you know, I don't even make a lot of money right now, and I don't want to stress her out. I told her, look, I'm going to call my mom. Everything's going to be okay. She's going to give me the money, and we're going to go from there. Just I wanted to call you and ask you for this favor.
Well, how far along is she, and where is her family in all of this?
Well, she's not really close with her family, so I know her parents, you know, don't even live here. They don't really talk to her, so it's just her and her brother. But, you know, I don't know what to do here. I'm kind of nervous, and I know you're the only person that I trust, and you're the only person that I can count on to help me out with this.
What is she like, honey? What is she like? I'm just very surprised. I didn't even know I was seeing anyone. And now
I know. I'm so focused in school. I didn't want to stress you, like telling you that I started dating her 2 months ago. She's super nice.
Oh, honey, this is, wow. I mean, of course I'll help you.
Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
Of course I'll help you, you know, of course
Perfect.
I'll be here to help you however I can. I don't want you to jump to any conclusions about the future just yet, though.
Let's chime in. Hi, is this Kelly?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. This is Krista and Aaron for Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. I am just in awe of how calm you are that your son just told you that he's having a baby. But I don't know how I would feel, but he wanted to kind of get some help breaking the bad news. But Grayson, I think you did a good job, honey. And Mama seems to be all okay. Are you okay? Or are you kind of in shock? I'm a mom, so I'm trying to feel your vibe. Yeah.
I'm very much in shock. I'm very much in shock, but I want to be there for my son no matter what.
Oh, that's so great.
I love that.
I'm just in shock.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm really happy that you two, I mean, you're a great mom, super understanding mom. So, Grayson, make sure you give your mom a big hug and good luck to you, of course, in all your endeavors, okay?
Wow. Thank you, guys.
You're in her world now.
Men are big, dumb animals. That was just some free life advice.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It's time to pick up the phone and ask Siri the big questions in life. They might be hardcore back and you might cry and you might regret it, but heck, man, we all were entertained in the long run. 3210931. You can text us as well at 30734. Snapchat us, Jams931. We are on Facebook Live. You can also ask us questions that way. We have our Instagram page, Krista Mornings. What else we got, Aaron?
Of course, you can always become a Friends with Benefits member on either MadTownJams.com or the brand new Jams app. While you are a Friends with Benefits member, you can rate songs, earn points, and even bid on tickets to go see Maroon 5.
Yeah, we love some Adam and Levine, that is for sure, especially on The Voice. We have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Andrea. Siri, listen, I'm really sick of having little caterpillar lips. I'm thinking about lip injections to make them plumper. What do you think of that? I don't know. I've always thought, I wonder what women really think of it.
This one is a little difficult. On one hand, it is nice to have full plump lips that look hot, but on the other hand, a lip job gone bad looks hilariously awful, like you are super swollen from having an allergic reaction or tried to make up with a hot frying pan.
Yeah.
The problem with plastic surgery is that if you aren't careful, having work done can become an addiction and you will spend all of your money changing every part of your face and eventually looking like a human cat that just walked into its own surprise birthday party. That is the end of the road for all plastic surgery. I will give you a second to picture it.
Yeah.
See, I am right. Surprise cat. It's a shitty look and you paid for it. Ha 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 ha.
I mean, that's why I enjoy watching The Real Housewives. I mean, Lisa Rinna, she is a clear victim of too much Juvederm in her lips. You know, the other ladies on that show, but I just love it.
Yeah,
I mean, they
like
take
a
plastic surgery to the highest amount.
Yeah, they're like a 0.7 on the Robin McGraw scale.
Oh, Robin, that girl's face does even move. I'm all about it, man, but if you go too far with it, then it just changes everything. I mean, it's not worth your face freezing forever for the rest of your life. All right, we have a question here over the Jam Snapchat from Caitlin. Siri, do you think there's anything wrong with an adult who still takes gummy vitamins? My boyfriend has been making fun of me for it. What do you have to say?
What do I think about adults who eat gummy chewable vitamins instead of the swallow kind? That's easy. I think that they are awesome people who are doing the right thing. Why on earth would anybody get the shitty swallow type of vitamins when you can get them in gummy form? That is like continuing to use a rotary phone even after cell phones have been invented. Sure, they get the job done, but they aren't nearly as awesome, and they're super unnecessary. I wouldn't want to ever hang out with the type of person who would choose swallow vitamins over chewable. They aren't good at decision making.
Oh, I guess then Siri and I will never be hanging out ever.
I take Centrum Silver. It really helps with getting me all the proper nutrition I need in the morning.
Oh, Bob. We actually have a text here from Haley, who's a Friends with Benefits member, so she might be going. Siri, I have to work like 3 double shifts this week. Isn't that some nonsense? Well, if it's restaurant girl that you work in, hopefully you'll make some mad cash.
Double shifts are the absolute worst for everybody involved and they should be banned. The employee is going to be shitty during their second shift because they're tired and would rather be at home, which will then make the customer have an awful time because of the service. It would most likely be better to be shorthanded and have less employees working than one with a bad attitude because they have been stuck at work for way too long. Working is already tiring enough without making them twice as bad by adding another shift back to back. It would be like having an athlete play 2 games back to back. The second one is going to be awful.
It's very, very hard to be on your feet all day long. I used to do that in retail and when I worked as a waitress in Chicago. It's a lot when you have to go from one to the other.
Yeah, I remember being a waiter and people, I would be like working 14 hours a day and by the end of the shift, I just wasn't happy with people. You know, you could be nicer. Lady, I just spent the last 14 hours standing on a concrete floor. I have no desire to be
nice
to you.
And I'm wearing heels, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, of course, I'm wearing heels.
All right, we have a submission here over Facebook from Emmett. Siri, listen, I was trying to send this dirty text to my girlfriend, but I accidentally sent it to my friend. Oh my gosh, what should I do now?
Don't show weakness here. Just own it and pretend that you totally meant to text that person. If you do it confidently, they will probably just roll with it. Who cares if your mom thinks that you are a little weird because you sent her a dirty picture of yourself? Tell her you had a rash you wanted her opinion on. Is that too gross? Ha 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 ha.
No, I mean, come on. I grew up with my grandma, you know, in the classic, rub this bunion for a quarter. It doesn't matter. If you want to look at the rash or send or act like it was a rash that you want this woman to look at, just make it up.
Yeah, just own it. Be like, oh, hey, bro, no, I just wanted you to check out how, like, sick my body looks today. And you'd be like, stop texting me. It's 4 a.m.
It's fine. Just go over it. Put a Band-Aid on it.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.